Did you know that it is much easier to forget who you are than you think? True or false? Okay. No people shout out false. You're so confident that you know who you are. And the extension of that is also true a lot of time. It is much easier to forget who we are than we think. As a community, as a people, as a nation. Many of you know that I have an hour commute each way on my work days, right? I was listening to CBC this morning. There was a author reflecting on the life story of the beloved African Canadian Seraphim Joe Forte. Because a new book is being released, right? Some of us, Joe Forte, actually rings a bell because there is this restaurant just near. Very nice upscale restaurant near Robson Street. It's been there a landmark for many years. But very few of us know the story about Joe Forte. Back in the days, there weren't that many African Canadians living in Vancouver. He and his family become a very well-respected and beloved a figure in the life of the early days of the city of Vancouver, right? But she was, the person speaking was reflecting or juxtaposing that to the times we are living in right now. The troubling times when she noticed that there are more and more politicians in our nations. It's quite alarming. Who is promoting a vision of an all-white Canada? So immigrants, yeah, and anything that doesn't look like the way of understanding society that we thought Canada has left behind. Yeah. Scary. But then, following the story, you know how radio does, the next story arrives, right? The next story was the story of evacuees returning to their homes in Summerland. Despite the traumatic experience, how some of these evacuees were just marveling the hospitality they received in Penticton. People just come out everywhere just to support the evacuees for the last 2 weeks or so. The person being interviewed was saying that despite these horrible things and returning to their homes, looking at the big mess, or there may not be even the homes to return to, she is trying to focus on the hospitality and kindness out of the way people shown during these 2 weeks while they were evacuated. I think there is something about who we are as Canadians that when we get pushed, the best of us as who we are loved into existence and children of God is able to step up to show forth despite the rhetoric of fear also in our nations trying to eat away the progress our society has made. Why am I saying all this? The book of Isaiah. Our first reading began in a similar context when the people of the kingdom of Judah were taken captives and exiles to Babylon in the 6th century before Common Era. Then after 57 years living in exile in a foreign land, these Judeans were given permission by King Cyrus of Persia to return to their homelands. And that begins, that is the beginning point of the readings today, when Isaiah was reminding people that God is a God who gathers foreigners. God is a God that people who are on the fringe has a place at the table. At the time, those returning from exiles found that Jerusalem, actually there were remnants living here, there, and they were trying to figure out their whole identity, because being away from their homeland for 57 years, during those days, they really wrestled with the identity of who they were as a people. They couldn't even sing their own songs because it was too painful. So when they return, that is the times that they are trying to refound what it means for them to be a people of God back in their lands. And there are different voices among the leaders. Ezra, the story told in the book of Nehemiah, he has a vision of communal purity. Now we need to do the nation building project. We need to have very clear idea of what being Jewish means. And he has a vision of a purified nations, drawing very strong line between those who are Jewish and those who are Gentiles. Those who have been living in the land while they were away, who may not be Jewish, not unlike the modern day situations. If you look at the last 60 or 70 years in Palestine, Isaiah decided to speak up, and Isaiah reminds the community that the imperative for justice and an insistence on a large inclusiveness in the community to counter and resist any narrow exclusivism, a faith that is focused on neighborly needs in a generous and concrete way to counter self-indulgent worship. Isaiah is proclaiming that God's love is primarily expressed in gathering those who do not belong by the system of the world. The God who loves you and the whole creation into being by an everlasting love desires in gathering what society and institutions including churches, that reject and exclude. Not because they are charity cases, but because they hold the key to teach us what this whole business of mirroring Christ Jesus is all about. For example, in Isaiah, in this post-exilic reality, when the exiles return to their homelands for the first time after 57 years, Isaiah insisted that Yahweh, the God who revealed to Moses as I am who I am who I will be, has a place on, that foreigner has a place on the holy mountain of God. Who were the foreigners in those days, non-Israelite Gentiles from other nations, who joined themselves to the Lord? And Jesus is important to remind ourselves that Jesus also began his proclamations of the kingdom of God, or some would prefer the commonwealth or the kingdom of God, on the margins of the world he lived in, away from the political and religious establishments in the countryside of Galilee. He gathered and hung out with whores and freaks and other outsiders whom society rejected or deemed unimportant. And some even became his inner circle of disciples. And when Jesus had a bad day and felt overwhelmed by the needs of those whom he encountered and lashed out at the Gentile woman in today's gospel reading, he was humbled enough to be corrected by her brilliant comeback. Even the dog eats the crumbs that falls from the master table. What she said actually woke him up. Jesus was corrected and reminded of who he was, why he came. He had an aha moment and suddenly remembered the very mission he was meant for, to be a gatherer of the outcasts, like his father or mother in heaven, a gatherer of outcasts. A month ago, Dave and I went to the musical Come From Away. Anybody have been to the Come From Away? I saw a few hands. It was that famous story during 9/11, when all the flights were stopped, there were hundreds of flights ended up being grounded in this little place called Gander, Newfoundland. It was a wonderful musical sharing the story that how this little community just suddenly transformed into people who offer extreme radical hospitality for thousands of people for a few days. I remember particularly there was a part of the story where there was someone who is Muslim. Some of you may remember when you lived through 9/11, the early days of 9/11, there is this global profiling all people who are Muslim become suspects, right? And that happens to this particular passenger, but the community really turned it around, making him feel welcome, hospitable, providing prayer space for him, and really help him to feel at ease. And I think that is who we are. That is who we are called. That is who we are fashioned to be as children of God. Why am I so passionate about that? Last Sunday, we had celebrate Pride Sunday with our sister church Olive Grove United Church at the beautiful site, and we bought garden flags with a rainbow design that says everyone is welcome here. And after the picnic, I put this flag right outside our entrance, right outside our entrance, right? I thought it would be a welcoming thing to people, right? And last week, I find that these rocks were put right beside the doors with the flags, the garden flags gone. Someone who accessed this building was trying to make a point that this is not acceptable and want to silence us proclaiming the inclusive love of God. This is the world and the location, the communities we are living in. Of course, it may be a few individuals, it should not by any way color the whole community. But this is the times we are living in right now. And as follower of Christ, I think is we need to go beyond just what we feel comfortable, that we personally are being inclusive. We need to go beyond that and be willing to consider to become, let our message become public, intentional, and explicit. Easy acronym, HI, public, intentional, explicit. In fact, our sister church, the United Church of Canada, has named a day in their church year called Pi Sunday. This is a day each year that their worship materials and also they challenge their communities to be public, intentional, and explicit about sharing the message of the inclusive love of God. So this is the things for you to talk about during coffee hours or take home to ponder. How can we, as people of St. Dunstan, continue to be, it's not a new thing, to be public, intentional, and explicit about proclaiming the love of Christ for all, just as we are. May that be true. Amen.